Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the men of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, R. Dean Taylor, Rockwell, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Originals, The Spinners, The Undisputed Truth, and Boys to Men. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from The Temptations, and I Wish It Would Rain, right here on Motown.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. My girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain. Oh yeah, people, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, rain, rain. Stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies desperately for rain. 'Cause raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying. When I go outside to the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
My heart with all your charms, and now you're gone. Now, oh, and I find myself.
with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from R. Dean Taylor. A catchy tune didn't chart. It was called My Ladybug Stay Away From That Beetle. Beetle was spelled B-E-A-T-L-E. This was recorded and released during the Beatles' great phase initially in the United States in 1964. Before that, Marvin Gaye and Chained, reaching number 32 from 1968. And we started with The Temptations and I Wish It Would Rain, number 4 from 1968. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring the men of Motown. Well, coming up, a one-hit wonder, really, from an artist known as Rockwell. Somebody's watching me. Well, Rockwell is the son of Motown CEO Berry Gordy Jr., and at the time of this recording, Rockwell was estranged from his father and living with Ray Singleton, his father's ex-wife. Well, Singleton served as executive producer on the project and would occasionally play some demo tracks to Berry Gordy. Well, Berry Gordy was less than enthusiastic about his son's music until he heard the single with a familiar voice featured prominently on background vocals. Well, the record was produced by Curtis Anthony Nolan, and the song features backing vocals by ex-Motown artist Michael Jackson and Alan Murray on percussion. Well, Somebody's Watching Me peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in 1984, and it reached the top of the Billboard Black Singles chart, where it stayed for 5 weeks. It also hit number 6 on the UK Singles chart. Well, here is Somebody's Watching Me, Rockwell, right here on Motown Memories.
Watching. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
Originals, and the song was called The Bells, and that reached number 12 in the United States pop charts in 1970. Before that, a classic song from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love, number 4 from 1969. And we started with Rockwell, who was Kennedy Gordy, Berry Gordy Jr.'s son, Somebody's Watching Me. That reached number 2 from 1984, and Kennedy was only 20 years old when he recorded that song. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring the men of Motown. Well, coming up, a group called the Spinners in the United States, but called the Detroit Spinners in the UK, with a great song, their first top 40 song, I'll Always Love You, right here on Motown Memories.
Darling, it's all my love, no matter where.
song? Email Tom at MotorMemories at yahoo.com.
September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. Papa died when we were very young. I never got a chance to see him. I never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Looked up and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
oh, he left us was alone.
Hey, Mama, is it true what they say, that Papa never worked a day in his life?
Talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching,
dealing in dirt
and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just looked up at me. Your Papa was a rolling stone, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Tom Fallon.
Tell me all about your heartbreak reputation.
Boys to Men in the Still of the Night, I'll Remember, and they reached number 3 in the United States pop charts in 1992. For that, Smokey Robinson and Being With You, number 2 from 1981 and his biggest hit. Before that, The Undisputed Truth and Papa Was a Rolling Stone, that was the original version of the song. It only reached number 63 in 1972, but of course The Temptations made it a great number 1 smash hit 4 months later. And we started with The Spinners and I'll Always Love You, number 35 from 1965. Well, this hour will feature the Men of Motown. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.